And welcome back to today's Lately Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. It's our off season as we're getting ourselves ready for the fall of 2024. Hard to believe in many different ways we're there. And we're here with an individual who really carries a lot of the load here when it comes to activities and athletics here at Pella High School. Many people know AD Matt Fouch and the work he's done the last several years to help grow the programs. His partner, right-hand person, so to speak, is joining us here today. Let's get to know Sarah Treff. She is the Activities Department Administrative Assistant. You see her often at the ticket-taking area slash making sure events run smoothly on most of our Tuesdays and Fridays. Sarah, are you ready for this interview? It's been a while since you've been on the air.
Yeah, it has been a while. But I'm ready. You're a familiar face, so it's easy to talk to you.
Well, I hope that's the case. So let's start here, and the theme is this is our sports show. So growing up, what were the sports and activities you were involved in?
Yes, so I am a Pella native, so I have been growing up in this community for a while now. In school, I mainly did soccer and then added track as, you know, middle school came around, so...
Well, and it turns out that you married one of the biggest soccer nuts in town, and obviously that's become a big part of your life now. As many people see you here at the school, another big part of your life is helping Scott with Iowa Rush.
Yeah, you know, we both enjoy soccer. We both went on to play at Northwestern College, which is where we met, and so it is fun to share that passion together and to try and help the youth in this community have a good program to play with and play for, and then also, you know, that kind of feeds our high school programs, so I get to see those athletes continue to play into their high school years.
Well, and my journey of knowing you is you've worn a couple different hats professionally. What led to this role here at the high school for you, and the journey that seems to be a pretty good fit where you're now this person who gets to help oversee our activities and athletics?
Yeah, I really enjoy my job here at Pella High School. It's weird because I went here, but so walking some of these halls, it's like, oh, that's familiar to me, but there has been some changes and some additions, and most of the teachers have retired that I had. So it's new faces, new people. Yeah, I also loved my job at the Chamber Pace office when I worked there. Those girls are doing phenomenal things for our community too. I built a lot of relationships there through individuals and the community, with the businesses too downtown. So that was fun to get to know people. And then still coming to the school, I had some of those same connections, but obviously got to know the parents and students more, which is fun for me. I actually went to school to potentially be a teacher, and then during college shifted to psychology. So having the interaction with the students in a different manner, and like not teaching them, but being able to have those conversations as they flow through our office, and then to see them in a different light too through their activities, has been really fun for me.
This is a segment we call Let's Get to Know. We're here with Sarah Treff. She's the activities assistant here at Pella High School as we're talking in the off season. So let's learn a little bit more about you yourself. Many people know the Treff family here in town, but let our listeners know about your kiddos. And obviously we mentioned Scott, your husband slash color commentator extraordinaire. Tell us a little bit about the Treff family and what it's like been to build that here and grow it here in Pella.
Yeah, you know, Pella, like I said, has been my home for a long time. And so I love it here. I love being involved in the community, love volunteering, but you know, also my job keeps me in the loop of a lot of things that are going on. But yeah, my husband is Scott, and he is a third grade teacher at Madison and has been since we've moved back after college. So he's going on like his 18th year of teaching school, and you know, it is his gift. Third graders are a fun age, and so I really feel like he's found his gift there. We have three daughters, so he's a girl dad. So McKendree is going into 8th grade, 14, and Lillian is 12 going into 6th grade, and then Tatum is going into 4th grade, and she's almost 10, so we're hitting all the even years.
Well, when I first met you, Tatum was not quite here yet. That's when we first met, so now we're three daughters in, and it's great to get to know them too. Yeah. I asked this of everybody who's on this segment, Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Ooh, that's really tough because growing up, I was neither one. My dad's actually from Illinois, so we've always been Illini fans.
So it's hard to say Hawkeyes.
Yeah, so, but my husband has always been an Iowa Hawks fan because of their wrestling. And so we watch Iowa, but if there's an Iowa team playing, we're cheering for them, so...
good political answer there. Do you collect anything, or is there like a certain hobby that you do in the sense of like, let's get to really know Sarah now. Is it, you know, do you have a collection of some kind or some sort of hobby that has, you know, kind of occupies your time and space away from being a soccer coach slash administrator here?
Sure. I don't collect a lot of things. I maybe did when I was a little bit younger. You know, anything soccer was always a collectible for me. So whether that was jerseys, or I had piggy banks, but they were all soccer balls, or banners, just anything, yeah, really with a soccer ball on it. I mean, growing up, Mia Hamm was big, you know, the 99 group. That was when I was growing up, and so we really followed them a lot. So, yeah, I know you know me too well. Soccer is just soccer. I love it. I love every part of it. I love the colors, the white and black ball, like just everything about it. So if I collect something, it's probably soccer related.
Well, and I've asked a lot of people on this segment about a special trip. I know a few years ago you got to go to the World Cup, right?
Absolutely. Yes. In 2019, we went to the Women's World Cup in France. And it was amazing because the women ended up winning, and they've been so good for so many years. And like I said, following that 99 group all up until they all retired, and even, you know, Carly Lloyd just retired a few years ago, and we went to one of her farewell games. So yeah, just an amazing experience. You know, nervous to go overseas with such a big event, but it was everything we thought it would be, and just being able to sightsee but also take in those games and be there when they won. I mean, what bigger stage does it get? So
when you mentioned Mia Hamm, she was obviously huge when I mm-hmm. we're not that far apart yeah. in age, so she was obviously a big time player. But mm-hmm. is there a couple of the current players that you really have a fondness for, or maybe in particular the Treff daughters that have maybe become a little bit of a remote role model? It's hard because there's so many different players and they change out, but I'm guessing that this generation's been really fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, we've always loved Julie Ertz, just because she was a defender, which is Scott and I were defenders growing up, and so just always really liked to watch her play. Her level of play is really fun, and plus then she comes up and she's like scoring goals, so you know, to show the girls that, you know, even if you are a defender, like everybody's in the mix all the time, so you can be a contributor wherever you are on the field. You know, each girl kind of has their own player they're following, you know, Rose Lavelle, and yeah, just some of those fun players that are kind of almost to the point of getting out now. So now the younger players are coming in, and so we're trying to, you know, learn those. We went to a game last summer, Sophia Smith and the keeper and stuff like that. We got signatures. The girls really enjoyed that, so...
Well, we're just about out of time. I usually ask this to end. We're about to embark on another full season. We get a little tiny break, you and I do, from this yeah. crazy world. Probably you and me are among the most busy when it comes to Pell Athletics, but what are you looking forward to about having the kids back in the building soon and getting to have those fun volleyball Tuesdays, cross-country Saturdays, and the football Fridays?
Yeah, you know, the students just bring that energy back, which is what we miss in the summertime. We're able to get a lot done. But then, yeah, that just that energy and excitement in the fall of coming back to and having another school year, getting it started off right. And I really enjoy being at the activities. I know it sounds crazy. It's nights, it's weekends, but I would be at them whether I was working this job or not. So it's really nice to be able to be helpful when I am at those events and just really see the kids enjoy their extracurricular activities.
The sounds of the Marching Dutch will be in our neighborhood soon. I cannot wait. That's Sarah Treft, our activities administrative assistant here, joining us. Sarah, I see you a lot throughout the year, whether it's through the relationship we've built with soccer team or, of course, just getting kids interviewed. Appreciate all you do and look forward to our next conversation, which I know will be very soon.
Yes. Thank you so much, Andrew.